5 seconds of silence. And we're off.
Ooh. Intrusive thoughts.
All right. Welcome to
Or Impulse Control.
I didn't have to ask Brad before the show started. Okay. Welcome to Take 152 of Episode 1. My name is Philip Barton.
My name is Brad Barton, and my brother's a liar.
In the rickety third leg of this lying stool of a podcast, we have Patrick. Patrick, are you there?
I lie too sometimes.
I lie down a lot. This attempt, a product of Glacial Productions, derivative broadcasting, and short attention span theater, is brought to you, but not sponsored by Coors Lights, the Summer's Disney 1 foot novelty pen, and...
Careful mathematics, checking your work, and still getting it wrong.
Brother Brad...
Words like cromulence and bifurcation.
Bifurcation, that's a good one.
And sibilance.
That was a word of the day the other day for according to Merriam-Webster, so I'm going with it. Oh, I liked it.
Right on.
The sound engineer, editor, producer, and head twit of this show is Brad, which can be found at brothersbarton.net. But he has another show, which can be found at thelabwithbrad.com, because one podcast isn't enough. Gentlemen, It's Brad's go for this rotating assignment of topics we never pay attention to, but before that... Chickens.
I'd like to revisit the question of how many chickens it takes to kill a lion.
Yes. I did some math. I actually went out and found the average. Math. Yeah, it's the average.
What's the average fighting weight of a chicken?
The chickens was harder to pin down than lions. The average adult lion waiting for Brad to die. We're on the same track.
Come back to us, buddy.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Do we need compressions? Anyways.
I'm very dizzy all of a sudden. After you.
If I hear a thud from upstairs, I'm coming up. Anyways.
Right.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I am.
You're a lying liar.
The average poundage for an adult male lion is 330 to 570 pounds, right?
Wow, that's quite a range, actually.
Yeah, so I split the difference, called it 450 pounds to give the chickens a fighting chance.
A fighting chance.
And then the chickens were harder, so I went with the standard size of a chicken as opposed to the large, of which there was a Polish chicken, an ISA brown. It doesn't matter. I went with the Rhode Island Red because Rhode Island gets no attention. They are 6.5 pounds, which means...
That sounds like a pretty big chicken, to be honest with you, but okay.
6.5 pounds? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they must be, feed the masses sort of. I have no idea. But,
all right. Anyway.
Oh, four.
So what was?
A 450-pound lion, you need 69 Rhode Island Red chickens to bury them in a heap.
That is a much smaller number than I was expecting.
This is not, this is not done by weight, my friends. You can't just say that this many
that's
chickens.
Equal?
No.
It would take thousands of chickens just to throw at him until he gets tired enough that you have one that might be able to peck an eye out and then cause sepsis and then therefore kill the lion.
I was thinking maybe we could have a pit and we put the lion at the bottom of the pit and just keep dumping live
and
chickens
just
on
literally
it.
Bury until, him.
Yeah, just suffocate the damn lion under chickens.
Stomp on the pile.
You're right.
Like trying to push down the garbage in the garbage can, right?
I did phrase that right. Wrong, rather. Because if you bury him in a heap, it's got to take more poundage of compared to the lion.
Yeah.
But what you could do is blend the chickens in
blenders. I think that sort of thing
blenders,
is by volume.
And then roughly form them into a shape of a lion. And then it'll be intimidated.
No.
By seeing its own weight presented to it in chicken remains.
Out of tofu.
What about fighting roosters with razor blades attached? Now we're talking.
Ooh, can we put C4 in them?
Oh, right. We need to give
them
a chance.
Would just take one then. The answer to your question is one. Every time.
Explosive chicken.
Isn't that funny? One chicken can kill a lion if you strap enough C4 to it.
If we can teach the chickens how to use AK-47s. Yeah.
They got no thumbs, man. That is an
issue. Well, they can
opposable
work together.
For a trigger mechanism and being able to rack it, you know.
Well, you use one chicken to put the buttstock against, one chicken to hold it up.
And one chicken to push it forward.
Yeah. And the peck the chicken.
I just needed that,
peck
too.
The
damn
trigger.
It. I went to all the trouble to set it up so I could flip a coin, and then I just turned it off without thinking. Has somebody got a coin to flip?
Yeah.
No.
Which one of you goes first.
Oh.
And Patrick, don't worry. This one's nice and lighthearted and fun.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, he says. Don't worry. That feeling that you feel that feels like the Matrix, that's not an experiment at all.
I have found
it. You got me all fucking paranoid.
You're going to help us, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, God. You're not helping. Enough. Brad, stop it. I have a
you're
quarter.
Part of the solution.
I have a Nevada quarter.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a heads or tails. And
what does Nevada have to do with it?
I don't know. It just happened to be in Nevada. Like,
oh, okay, good. Now you're making me all worried. Oh, yeah. See?
Sure. We're going to Vegas, Patrick. Didn't anybody tell you?
Right. There's a whole plan.
Set several burly men to pick you up.
As soon as we start our Patreon.
We're just outside of Barstow when the drugs
thousands of people that don't listen to us. You want to call it, Patrick, heads or tails?
Okay, in the air. Here we go. We're doing tails.
Okay. It fell on the ground. Do we pretend I flipped it, or do we just take what it landed on?
Well, you take what side it landed up, and that would be the call, right?
Okay, sounds good. Then it was heads.
All right, well, there you go. I guess Phil decides if he wants to go first or let you.
I'll go first. I will be the chicken.
All right.
The Diddy Pig. That's what
so you guys know I have this other podcast. Phil better know. He's on it.
I am.
It's about science. It's called The Lab.
Well, how long has this been going on?
Lab with Brad.com. 400 episodes as of today.
That's right.
So what Phil's saying is he's an involuntary member of this diet. Well, try.
I was wondering what all these electrodes were for.
In his mouth to make his mouth move at all.
That's so full.
Anyway, while researching various scientific topics, I occasionally run into a term that makes me giggle. So what I have here are seven scientific terms that cause students to snicker.
Okay, I like it.
Scientific terms?
Yes.
Does that include the medical field? Because there's a lot of snickering there.
there are a couple of them are from the medical field, as a matter of fact. But Phil's
are we supposed to guess these?
Phil gets to guess first, and then when he's done, Patrick, if you have a different guess, you can guess yours as well, and we'll see who gets which one.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know how many scientific terms I can come up with, let alone risque ones. Right. But let's give it a shot.
All right.
I'm going to go with, because I want to brag for knowing the term, numerotro microscopic silico vulcanoconiosis.
That... I'm snickering now.
See, it made me giggle. This is a silly name.
I don't even know.
I'm
going to
go with something really, really elementary, like bifurcation.
Ah, okay.
Discovered in 1781 by William Herschel, although not named by him.
Oh.
The name of this object has been the butt of jokes.
Okay. Why is that funny? Oh, butt. Ha ha. Wait, what's going on here?
William Herschel, he's an astronomer,
mm-hmm.
found an object in the solar system.
Okay.
Actually, the name was proposed by a German astronomer 8 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And they eventually settled on it, and now it's the butt of many jokes.
Okay. Uranus?
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, I didn't even let Patrick guess. I suck as a coach.
I see where we're going with all of this. Okay.
The game is evolved.
So
right.
That was just a warm-up. So let's continue on and play this game.
Okay.
All right.
A chord through one focus of an ellipse, perpendicular to the major axis.
A what?
Patrick gets to guess first.
Okay.
Good God.
A what?
Read it one more time, sorry.
A chord through one focus of an ellipse, perpendicular to the major axis. I'd be surprised as hell.
I am not a math guy.
Either one of you had this one.
I'm going to just use like silly words because like asymptotic. Let's go with that. Huh?
You got to bet. It's not at all. Guess there, right. Phil.
No, because I don't like your description of what I swear. A chord, like a music chord.
Okay. Like, a line segment that goes from one end of the circumference to the other, passing through one of the foci of an ellipse perpendicular to the major axis.
Oh, God.
Mercury.
Yes, I'm going to go with Uranus.
Okay, hey, what do you know? Yeah, you're right. They're all Uranus.
Yeah.
This is called the lattice rectum.
Oh, why?
Oh, I see. Right. Rectum damn near killed it.
Yeah, yes, thank you. I was going to do it if you didn't.
I ran into this term. We've been doing episodes on Uranus, and I was tired of the jokes, so I was like, I'm going to look at orbital mechanics.
I am fed up.
And then I get to the damn ellipse, and I say, okay, geometry, this will be safe. Lattice rectum, huh? So, if you're very interested in the way Uranus orbits, you can look at your lattice rectum.
Nice to, way to tie it all together.
See, NASA, they
were a little rug in the room.
They weren't sick of the jokes.
It all together.
All right, Phil.
Yes. Is it my turn?
Description of a way to mount a sample in a liquid drop between two glass plates in order to view living microorganisms with a microscope.
Oh, no, I know this. A wet mount. A wet mount.
The drop. The smash.
Okay, is that your guess, Patrick?
I don't know, man. I'm just scrolling things at the wall to see what sticks.
It is, in fact, called a wet mount.
Yes.
There's a bonus with this one.
It's a wet nap?
A wet mount.
A wet mount. Give me a wet mount, boys. That's
what she said, Sergeant.
When I Googled it this morning to make sure it was a real term, all the search results came up with vaginal wet mounts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good God. So that's a term where if you actually use it, you just get all the scientists to take a half a step.
There is a medical slang.
Seriously.
It's basically a pap smear.
Oh.
Right. There's medical slang for this. Bonus if anybody can get this one.
I have no idea. Just explained it. So there we go. Let's move on to the next one, because Phil and I clearly are not going to get a single one. We're like playing Celebrity Jeopardy, like they used to do on Saturday Night Live. I'm like Burt Reynolds right now, just completely lost.
The term is wet prep.
Wet prep.
Okay. Oh, wet prep. I thought wet mouth.
I'm not making these up, man.
It definitely did something for me.
I think I got a wet nap.
All right, Patrick, you go first for this one.
Okay, let's do this.
Sounding unfortunately like something someone might do privately in the shower, this word actually means to chew.
Oh.
Masticate.
Yes.
I do know that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Okay, I got one. Thank you very much. For those sitting in the cheap seats.
You guys are now tied. You've each got... Woo-hoo! Well, no, wait. Phil's ahead. He got what?
God damn it. Why do you bring my hopes up like that, Brad?
Your prize will be delivered in the mail.
All right.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster of emotion here.
Phil's turn. Meaning to be awake or have increased awareness and shorter reaction time, this word is often paired with the word sexual.
Aroused.
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus. Again, I didn't let Patrick even guess. Phil's way ahead on
no,
these.
I mean.
Good job, guess Phil. Last one because he got
I
it right.
I sense collusion. I'll give you that scientific term right now. By the way, I have a show, and we just covered all these terms. I'm just going to spoon feed them to Phil.
No.
This is called spoon feed Phil.
You're not wrong.
That sounds like a duck. That sounds like some sort of waterfowl.
Spoon feed Phil. It does sound like a waterfowl, doesn't it? It really does. Oh, man. Only comes out in November.
I need to be an artist.
Okay, my turn. Let's do this.
All right. Last one. And
as oh, my God. Masticate. Wait.
You guys know about the blind spot we have, right?
It has to do with your retina.
This is actually a little bit of an aside. I just want to mention that cephalopods don't get a blind spot because our eyes grow from the inside out. Theirs grow from the outside in.
Oy. Oh, during development?
During development, little on their skin, a couple of little pouches form, and that's where the eyes grow out from.
Okay.
So this term...
That's a lovely description.
meaning the folding of a surface in order to form a cavity, pouch, or tube.
Huh.
Hmm. Wow, that's fascinating. I'm surprised if
either one of you got this one.
I'm going to go hard pass on this one.
Is that what it's called?
Phil, you,
no, hilarious. I'm just going to say I pass completely. Folding, Phil, take the reins.
Folding of a surface in order to make a cavity, pouch, or tube.
And this is supposed to be funny.
It is.
So much pressure.
Am I saying it wrong? You know what I'm talking about.
I do, and it's wrong.
Okay.
I do, and it's wrong.
It's also the wrong answer. Invagination.
It was,
you know, I thought you were going to go with the VJJ word. I just thought we were going to go gutter on that one. How did I know that?
We have vaginas on today's show.
I should have thrown that out there.
There's three of us at least.
All right, that's what I had, boys.
Man.
Now feel free to move about the cabin.
Feel free to continue on with your lives as though you haven't just been experimented on in some sort of devious way.
Imagination. I did later. Not. I was being so careful not to do that
imagination.
This time.
That's a great word. That's
I love prominent. Imagination in my imagination.
I cannot figure out what any of this data you've been collecting on us, Brad, would be good for. I mean, what exactly are you building in there?
Why does learning how to build a crazy person from the ground up. Assembled from lesser parts.
I can't remember the last time I've actually moved around. I would like to pause for a moment to regain my skills with English. You were talking about moving around the cabin, and I haven't been on a plane since forever. I used to ride planes.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
Me or? But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you.
The last
time I was in a plane, I jumped out of it.
Is really?
Wow.
Actually, I think that's it for me too, because we went to the same jump out of a plane is, right?
Yeah.
No.
We did have parachutes. Actually, we had people who knew what they were doing with parachutes who were attached to
right, you did the tandem harness. Thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't trust me to pull the ripcord, because I'm just going to be like, it's so pretty.
Because the tanker, we run into things.
Amazing!
Nah, I got sick of flying from arminess, because you constantly, you post up, you fly with all your crap, you take a vacation, so you have to come home. And then you have to come back.
Also known as deployment and leave to the
labor. Also that, and there's R&R involved there. I got sick of planes, but I haven't been on one since I started building plane bits.
Now that I know how they're made, I don't trust them anymore.
Right.
You know why? Are you kidding? Patrick works there.
Oh, I explained to people that that I only work on the plastic bits or on the interior of the plane, nothing structural. And it's interesting that the very commonality is that a wave of relief sweeps over their face. That's very heartwarming. It's very,
Embiggening. I do the same thing every time I say we build the windows. I'm like, not the pressure part.
I'm responsible for the lattice rectum.
Not the side. It's imminent death. We do the other side. We just make it pretty.
Pretty. We just make it pretty.
That's right.
Woo.
Mm. By the way, the chickens. It wasn't actually 69 chickens, but I don't know how to quantify.
We're getting back to the chickens. This is something that really I think you guys have spent much too much thought on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
0.875253487432. If you have,
what does a fractional chicken look like?
A nugget?
A crime against nature. That's
good answer.
I think Patrick wins that one. Patrick gets another point.
Just right. I got a half a point for nugget. Thank you. Oh, it's just that makes my day.